You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we are speaking to Charlie Smith, the editor of Pancouver. Charlie, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks, Ben, Karen. I hope all's well with you and Natasha on Spice Radio today.
We're doing very well. We are super excited for the weekend. And Charlie, I feel like it's been a really long time since we last talked, so I'm super excited to talk about some of these news stories with you. First off, this is a really big one. It seems that India and Pakistan attempted to interfere in Canada's elections. This is coming from CSIS. The spy agency documents tabled a foreign interference inquiry show that back in 2019 and 2021, elections were targeted. What do we know about this so far, Charlie?
Yeah, it's they're not getting to the point of discussing actual candidates, but there was targeting in both elections, and Pakistan and India have also not really been the focus until now. It's been mainly China, but also talk about Russia and Iran, but it doesn't surprise me because from what I've been watching over the years, these questions have arisen in my mind. One of the issues, I think, is that India is very concerned is about the Khalistan movement in Canada, and it seems to have gained some momentum in the past in recent years after being pretty quiet for several years. So what CSIS is alleging, and these are allegations, they're not proven, that the Indian government's foreign interference activities were centered on a small number of electoral districts. Well, we can, I think, safely assume that those electoral districts included ridings in Surrey, possibly Surrey Centre and Surrey Newton, and that the government of India targeted those ridings, according to CSIS. I could also suggest probably in Brampton, too. I don't have any proof of this. And you never know, even Burnaby South, where Jagmeet Singh is the leader, and the government of India isn't fond of him, and denied him a visa several years ago. So it's conceivable that India was looking at that constituency or that riding as well. But Pakistan is also an interesting allegation because the claim is that Pakistan's foreign interference was primarily to promote political security and economic stability in Pakistan and counter India's growing global influence. But the reality is the ISI in Pakistan is almost like a government within a government. It's the Pakistani spy service, and you've got the research and intelligence wing in India, and they've been going at one another in terms of intelligence for decades. So it's not, I guess, totally surprising that the two of them would find a new soccer pitch to compete on, which is Canada. And I think the other thing about this whole foreign interference inquiry is we don't hear talk about the Americans or, strong allies of Canada and them expressing an interest in election outcomes. And, it's conceivable that they're not doing anything offside, but I do find it interesting that the focus has now shifted to Pakistan and India.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of look forward, there's still so much that's going on in this particular era, but I look forward to kind of getting more details as this inquiry goes on. So let's see what happens there. And finally, Charlie, another story, a kind of a troubling one, coming from the BC Nurses Union. They said that the health authorities must do more to keep nurses safe in hospitals. What's going on here?
Yeah, it actually was raised in the legislature yesterday morning. One of the DC United MLAs, the veteran Shirley Bond, was saying that a nurse of over 20 years at Shuswap Lake Hospital, Robert LaBelle, wrote to the premier a month ago, walking into a bathroom to aid a patient, and he was met with, thick acrid smoke and inhaled what turned out to be fentanyl. And this danger, which could happen to an unsuspecting grandmother visiting the hospital, and highlights illicit drug use is happening all over the place. And these are the allegations. And so the Liberals, or the BC United, sorry, were going at it. MLA, Surrey South, Eleanor Sturco as well, was talking about a leaked memo which suggested that government was not prioritizing the safety of healthcare workers and that illicit drug use is rampant in the hospital. And she linked it to the NDP's decriminalization policies. And then Adrian Dix, the health minister, responded, well, if you're talking about smoking substances in hospitals, that's prohibited, period. And then he said, does it mean it never happens? It doesn't mean that it never happens, but it's not allowed. So he's saying the government is not allowing a free drug free-for-all in hospitals. And they weren't 20 years ago, and they're not now. So, but I do think it speaks to the BC United's efforts to really focus on the drug issue, and in this way, mirroring what Pierre Poilievre is doing as leader of the Conservative Party. And it's a bit of red meat for the right-wing base of the party and keep them on side with the surging BC Conservatives. So the advantage for BC United is because they have so many members in the legislature, they get to ask more questions. And in this case, they're going on. I these are serious issues. It's not just politics. But at the same time, there's a reason why BC United is advancing this, say, over housing or other issues at the moment.
Interesting. And Charlie, I want to talk about something out of Vancouver. Sundar Prize Film Festival, they've announced its award winners in advance of their public screenings in Surrey. Can you tell us all about this festival, what's their story, and the films that they're awarding?
Yeah, it's a great festival that has come out of the Share Vancouver Society, which was founded by Alex Sangha, you know, about more than 15 years ago, actually. And the Sundar Film Festival is really about showing films that are trying to change the world and where cinema meets social change. And so it's going to be at Surrey City Hall, the screenings on June 15th and 16th at Center Stage. And there were 228 films submitted around the world. And they're not saying it only has to be this year's films. So their best feature is a film called Rosie, which is about an Indigenous girl in the title role who's sent to live with her auntie, but her auntie has two transgender friends, but the transgender friends provide love for the little girl. And so it's one of these heartwarming films that shows the diversity of Canada. Other films were selected, like there's the Best BC film was one that was also at the International South Asian Film Festival, Deal Rock, Gloves of Kin, and it's about an Indian father trying to reconcile with his son, and he's in a small town with lots of racism, a corrupt sheriff, and then Best Animation is Unstoppable Beat, which is a UK film about Haitian migrant in Brazil trying to reunite with his family and asserting rights. So this is what the festival is really about, is about films, you know, with ecological messages, with messages of racial justice, features and documentaries, and it's the first time. So I'm really happy to help out Vinay and Alex, who are the founders of this festival, to try to just let people know about this.
Yeah, and honestly, Charlie, you always find like the most interesting and fascinating people to talk to. So if Charlie's talking about it, it means we all need to pay attention because it's going to be super interesting.
Okay, I'm gonna save that quote and then gear them for our website.
You know what? Use it. Feel free. You totally have my permission, Charlie.
Okay. Well, I'll say everything I've learned has come from Spice Radio.
Aw, you're so sweet, Charlie. And I'm going to use that for the morning buzz, okay?
Okay. Take care.
Take care, Charlie. Okay, have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.